comic book seal of approval, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Once prominently displayed on comic book covers, the seal with the words, approved by the Comic Code Authority, bit the dust in 2011. The designation had been used to regulate the content of comics by the comics industry for almost 60 years. Controversy over comics occurred shortly after they were introduced in the 1930s. Some educators believed comics caused lower student reading abilities, and churches and civic groups voiced concerns for what they deemed immoral content. Then, New York City psychiatrist Dr. Fred Wortham launched his campaign to ban the sales of comics to children. This prompted the U.S. Comic Book Seal of Approval Senate Subcommittee on Juvenile Delinquency to investigate the comic book industry in 1954. More about that next week. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Kevin Clay.
Okay, at 9 o'clock, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. And we're going to start out the Sunday morning jazz show here with Woody and Ahmad. Ahmad is in the studio now. So we're going to start out, though, with Oliver Lake.
Ah! Thank you.
That was Ballad for the Black Man by David Murray. And we opened up with Oliver Lake's Lonely Blacks. WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter, the Richmond Jazz Society, for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and see a calendar of events, including RGS Monthly Guest Educator Series, you may visit www.vajazz.org. That was Forest Flower by Charles Lloyd. Before that, we heard The Eyes Have It, and then opened this interval with Crying Blues by Charles Mingus. WRIR Fall Fun Drive starts on Friday, October 18th. You can get the fun started by making your donation right now. The WRIR Fun Drive is your chance to celebrate Richmond independent media. It's your chance to hang in our kitchen. It's your chance to hear a band play in our live room. It's your chance to meet the volunteer DJs like me. WRIR Fun Drives are fun to listen to and fun to support. Get the fun started right now. Go to WRIR.org. See you on the radio. That was There Are Such Things by Sonny Rollins, and before that we heard Forest Flower by Charles Lloyd. There's a jazz mass Sunday evenings at St. James Episcopal Church. This Sunday evening service combines the music of Richmond's finest jazz musicians with selections of poetry, prose, and scriptural readings in a Eucharistic setting. The service is held in Valentine Hall at the Meshaw House on the corner of Birch and West Franklin Streets at 5 p.m. Sundays. Tonight's musicians are Brian Jones on drums, Jason Scott on tenor saxophone, Cameron Ralston on bass, and Scott Burton on guitar. Support for WRIR is provided by TV Jerry, who has been producing creative media since 1989. TVJerry.com is also the home of Sifter, a new highly opinionated and sometimes snarky guide featuring previews, reviews, and profiles, many on video. TV Jerry and his contributors will cover movies, theater, art, music, food, style, and more at TVJerry.com. At 10 a.m., you're listening to the Sunday Morning Jazz Show with Woody and Ahmad on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. That was Steve Lacy doing Work off his soprano sax LP. And before that, on bass clarinet, we heard Eric Dolphy doing God Bless the Child from the Illinois concert.
WRIR's Fun Drive hits the airwaves on Friday, October the 18th. You have 12 days to support Richmond's independent media by donating to WRIR. 12 days to hang out with your favorite DJ, 12 days to get your brand new WRIR t-shirt, 12 days to hear the best local bands perform in our live room, and 12 days to hear me say over and over again, donate to WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. See you on the radio.
All right, good morning. This is the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. My name is Ahmad. And we just heard Cecil Taylor. That was a track called Rick Kick Shaw off his 1956 album, Jazz Advance. And at the top of the hour, we heard Reggie Pittman and Lauren Daniels Quartet with a track called Point A to Point A off their album of the same name that came out in 2010. And to check out our full playlist, make sure to visit WRIR.org. Look for the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. Up next is a little Art Pepper with a track called Imagination from his 1957 album, Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. Right. Andrew Hill with the track New Monastery off his 1964 album Point of Departure. Dan Adler before that. That was off his 2012. That was a title track off his 2010 album Back to the Bridge. Before that was Art Farmer by Myself off his popular album Portrait of Art Farmer, 1958. And at the top of the set, we heard Art Pepper with Imagination from Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. And you can check the full playlist on WRIR.org. This is the Sunday Morning Jazz Show. My name is Ahmad Karimi. And WRIR wishes to thank founding underwriter the Richmond Jazz Society for its continued support. For more than 34 years, the Richmond Jazz Society has been presenting concerts, workshops, and lectures, as well as providing technical assistance in order to promote the advancement of jazz as an American art form. To learn more about the Richmond Jazz Society and jazz in Virginia, and to see a calendar of events, including the monthly guest educator series, you can visit vajazz.org. And also a reminder, every Thursday, the VMFA's Best Cafe holds the they hold a jazz cafe from 6 to 9 p.m. It's open to the public and presented by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society. It's free of charge, and light fare and beverages are available for sale. This Thursday, October 10th, Mike Davison and the Latin Jazz Messengers are playing high-energy arrangements of Cuban, Brazilian, and American jazz led by Dr. Mike Davison, U of R professor of jazz, trumpet, and Cuban music. Up next we have, the Gil Evans Orchestra. This is off their also most popular album, Out of the Cool, with a sort of a funky tune. This is called Stratus Funk. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Coleman Hawkins with Body and Soul. That was a 1939 recording, and you can find that on an album, the album of the same name, Body and Soul. And this is WRIR 97.3. You're listening to the Sunday Morning Jazz Show with Woody and Ahmad. We're just getting ready to get out of here. Mr. Jazz is in the studio for a little bebop and beyond. So keep listening for more jazz. And we'll finish off this hour with a couple more tracks. Up next is Errol Garner with I'll Remember April from his 1955 album Concert by the Sea.